This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, January 5th. The easing U.S. dollar index appears to have helped the market on Wednesday. Here's Virginia McGathy with more from the floor of the CME in Chicago.
A quiet, shortened week after the holiday, but today we had a little bit of a rebound after yesterday's sell-off. There's been strong wholesale beef prices that really brought in some buying and really strengthened the market somewhat. We thought there might be a washout, but that didn't happen. Right now, we're looking at after-holiday reset for food managers. Definitely also helps to support the market. They're coming in from restaurants, from grocery stores to really come in and start to replenish what they sold over the holiday. The market today is really up about 0.4%, almost a half a percent in just one day, up to 115. That's definitely before the cash market comes out right now, but I will say that the market still looks very strong.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 11 and a quarter to 428 and a quarter. May corn ended the day up 4 and a quarter at 365 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft winter wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day up 7 and a half, ranging from 453 and a half to 463 and a half. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein up 12.5, ranging from 516.5 to 526.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein up 7, ranging from 649.5 to 669.5. Live cattle were up 82.5 cents at 115.70. March feeder cattle were down $1.27.5 to 123.80. And January class 3 milk down 17 cents at $17.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.